We read in this week's parsha that Hashem made a bris with Bnei Yisrael, and he said, I'm not only doing it with those who are here, I'm doing it even those who aren't here. So he made the bris even with those Jews who were not there at the time. So Rashi explains this to mean, with the future generations. How does Rashi know it means with the future generations and not just with those who were not present in the gathering? Because it says in the pasuk, "Atem nitzavim hayom, hayom kulchem," you're all here. So it must mean when it says later on, "Ves hasher inenu po imanu hayom," those that aren't here, it must mean people who are not yet born, future generations. Now it's interesting to note, if you take the gematria of "es hasher inenu po," it equals exactly "im doros im hadoros haasidim," with the future generations. Now, "es hasher inenu po imanu" is exact gematria "im hadoros haasidim." Now this is a remez, it's called gematria, it's basic mathematics of addition. The Gemara only uses gematria for drushas of Ramazin and in drush. However, in halacha, gematria is never used in the Gemara. One exception is with Nazir. It says, how do we know Nazir is 30 days? The gematria says, yihya, yihya, is the gematria 30. The Rush right on the spot says, it can't be. Gematria is not one of the Yud Gimel Midas. It cannot be that he learned it from the gematria. He learned it from a Gemara Gemirila. He knew it from a Kabbalah, a tradition that was handed down from generations that it was 30 days. He only relied on the gematria as a memorization device, as a way to remember a remez, a hint in the pasuk of it. So here also, this is a hint, the gematria is a hint. Now, the Gemara in Erevin says, how do we know that a circle, the circumference is three times that of the diameter? And it brings a pasuk with the Yom Shal Shlomo, that the diameter was 10, the circle that would engulf it would be 30. So we see that the diameter is one third of the circumference. Now, when do we need a pasuk for something? When it's not obvious. Why, most of the mathematics in the Gemara brings no proof for it all. Why is that? Because many times the Gemara says, "Kra lamerli svari." If it's a svar, I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk for anything that's logical. Almost everything in mathematics is pure logic. One thing follows from the next. If that's the case, the Rosh asks. It's brought down. The Rosh sent a question to the Rashba. What's the Gemara in Erevin saying? Why do I need a pasuk? Why does the Gemara need a pasuk for it? If it's basic mathematics, it should be something that anyone can figure out, work out on your own. It's logical. You don't need a pasuk, just like any svara. The Gemara doesn't need a pasuk for a svara. We don't have the Cheshek Shlomo brings this down, that the Rosh sent this to the Rashba, but it seems that we don't have the tshuva. The Cheshek Shlomo suggests an answer that is true. Mathematics is a svara. We don't need a pasuk, but however, over here, the reason the Gemara brings up pasuk is because it's not exact. In truth, pi, the ratio between the diameter and the circumference of the circle, is slightly more than 3. It's about 3.14. So since it's not exact, the Gemara feels it necessary to bring up pasuk that I can rely on this inaccurate measurement, this inaccurate estimation of pi as 3. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says this is only an Erevin, but the Gemara says that a pole, a lechi, a koira has to be a tefach wide. A koira is the beam that's put on top of a mavoi, and in order to, it's either for a heker or a mechitza, whichever sheet in the Gemara, but something that has to be a tefach wide. And it goes from one end of the mavoi, the opening of the mavoi, to the other. And if it's a circular pole, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that you would need 3 tefachim for the circumference. 3 tefachim is not quite a tefach wide, because if you divide 3 by pi, you won't get 1 tefach. So we see that's not quite a tefach yet. The Mishnah relies on it that the air of this kosher, that the korah is indeed wide enough, and based on that you can carry in the mabul. Now the whole din of Erev and Mavoi is a din derabanan. So Tosfos Yom Tov says we can rely on such an inaccurate estimation per pi for a din derabanan. However, with a din daraisa, it would be more problematic to act even lekula with such an inaccurate estimation. Now I don't really understand that because we have the Mishnah in Oilos where for dinei tuma, which is a din daraisa, in order for Tumah to be transferred from one area to another, it travels under a korah, under a beam. If the beam is a tefach wide, it brings the Tumah from one area to another. If the beam is less than a tefach, it will not bring the Tumah. Then the Tumah will just go up through the beam and bimatame will spiritually defile anything above it. So over there, if you use, the Mishnah does use the same ratio as in Erevin. Says, how wide does the circumference have to be for it to have a diameter of a tefach? When it's a circular beam, the hakef is 3 tefachim. If it's a square beam, then it's 4 tefachim. The square is a quarter more than the circle. So here we see Tumah is a din daraisa, yet we are relying on the same estimation of pi. The same estimation, we're using 3 instead of pi. Now, if we're going to say that it transfers the Tumah with a beam of slightly less than a tefach, just lechumra, that may be so. However, what you're saying then, if the beam will transfer the tumah will no longer go up through it. So you're using it in tumah, it's coming out of kula and a chumra, either way you do it. Either way you use it. If you say that it's going to transfer the tumah, then it can't go up through the beam. If you can't go up through the beam, then you're going to say everything that passed over that tumah is tahor on top of the beam. So therefore, in the Mishnah in Oralas, it's clear that this estimation is used bein lechumra, bein lekula, even for a din daraisa. Now, I saw one of the, I think the Cheshek Shlomo, somebody said that over here, it's such a small difference that it doesn't, that we're not concerned with that. Such a small difference is not going to affect us too much, so we're not concerned with it in Tumah. And the same would apply with this whole ratio of 3.14 instead of 3, we're using 3 instead of pi. The whole ratio is close enough. Now in a case of a beam that's only a tefach wide, so where you have a circumference of 3 tefachim, it's true the ratio will only end up about a centimeter and a half, which most people in the diameter will only end up a few millimeters, which is close enough that we're not concerned that people will cut things so close, and therefore maybe they'll be machmer both ways. Maybe that's pshat that they were not concerned with the small difference. However, in other areas, when you start increasing the size of your circumference, then you're increasing the ratio, the difference, not the ratio at which you're off, but the amount that you're off will be increased greatly. There's another Mishnah in Ayalos, the following Mishnah is in the 12th Perek of Ayalos, that if you have a cylinder that's lying, it's a column that's lying on the ground. So if the column is 24 tefachim around in the circumference of 24 tefachim, then underneath the column you can fit a tefach by a tefach, which means if tumah is anywhere in this area underneath the column, the tumah will be transferred underneath the entire length of that side of the column. It's as if the column makes an oil over the tumah. It's a tent over the tumah of a tefach by a tefach, and the tumah is transferred. Now, if you figure out 24 divided by pi, so it's 7.64 approximately. Now, in order to figure out the distance of the size of the square, you take the distance of the square around the circle. The square around the circle is the diameter of the circle plus the difference between a diameter and an alachon, an angle. The difference the Gemara gives for that is 1.4. In truth, it's slightly more than 1.4. It's root 2, which is 1.14142, and so on it goes on. So in order to get this distance, you'll have to multiply the diameter by 1.4, by root 2. If you do that, then you come out to 10.8, if you use the exact measurement of pi. If you use the estimated measurement of pi of 8, that this is 24, so estimating pi, it comes out to be 8 tefachim. 8 tefachim times 1.4 is 11.2. So 11.2, now we'll subtract this 8 of the 11.2, that's the cylinder anyway, so that means 3.2 is left for this corner and this corner. That means this corner from here, from the bottom of the cylinder to the ground, is 1.6 tefachim. 1.6 tefachim is slightly more than we need to make a tepach by a tepach. All we need is 1.4 tefachim, based on the fact that the angle, that the diagonal of a square is 1.4 more than the side of the square. So it should be 1.4. The commentaries on the Mishnah already discuss this and say that it's not exact. This isn't even exact if we take the smaller measurement of pi, of the diameter based on pi, 7.64, and then if we do that by the exact measurement of 1.141, it also comes out to be almost 1.6. So it's not exact. Now over here, it's also a dinder, I said. This, however, is even more, this is less exact than in the previous case with the whole cylinder was only a tepach that was going across the room. So I was thinking, maybe to answer this, that the Mishnah is assuming that this cylinder is outdoors. Because if it were in a enclosed area, then the whole room would be tamei. Because if this would only come out of chumrah. Because if this were less than a tefach by a tefach, then the whole room would be tamei. Because it would go up through the cylinder to the root ceiling of the room and be metame the whole room. So we only say this measurement as a chumrah of 1.6, not to be metame the whole room, if it's indoors. So that comes out of chumrah, so that would be fine. And outdoors, it could come out of kula, because potentially if you're saying this is not an oil, because it's not 1.6, it's only, even though it is 1.4, if this is not 24, then this comes out that this is able to be a tepach by a tepach, even if this is less than 24. So that comes out of kula, because you're saying the tumah will not go up through the beam. However, outdoors, generally, you're not talking about a paved area, at least in the times of Chazal. So therefore, the ground is uneven. If the ground is uneven, then the beam was going to sink slightly into the ground, cutting off part of this square. In that case, the Mishnah gives a number that is slightly higher, which in most cases will facilitate the fact that this is not an exact measurement. They said, therefore, you need 24 instead of about 21 for the circumference of the beam in order to create a tefach by a tefach over here at the corner. The Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah discusses a sukkah, the minimum requirements of the size of the sukkah and the height of the sukkah. The maximum height, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, is 20 amos. And Rabbi Zeira in the Gemara says, why 20 amos? Because if it's more than 20 amos, you will not be sitting in cell sukkah, you won't have the shade of the sukkah, you'll have the shade of the walls of the sukkah instead of the shade of the sukkah itself. Now, it's well known that if the sun is directly overhead, no matter how high your schaaf is, the schaaf will provide shade from the sun, because the sun will shine directly down on the person below. So what does the Gemara mean that the schaaf will not provide protection to the person below? If it's not directly overhead, if it's near the morning or the evening, then even if it's much less, you won't get the shade of the schaaf, because the walls will block it. So it's obvious that the Mishnah And all the Torah was given for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that? Because the Torah discusses seasons. Chag HaAviv, Chag HaKatzer. These all apply in Eretz Yisrael, where you have seasons. Where you're, as if you're at the equator in the southern hemisphere, everything's inverted. So the Torah was given and spoke about people living in Eretz Yisrael. That being the case, we can figure out based on the latitude of Eretz Yisrael, what ratio we need in order to have the sun shine directly on the person below in a circle that's 20 amas tall. This is simple mathematics of simple trigonometry. If this is 4 amas and this is 20 amas, the ground on the is 4 amas wide, the sukkah, and the height of the sukkah is 20 amas, so the tangent of this angle is the opposite side over the adjacent side, which is 4 over 20, which is 1/5. So looking in the trigonometry tables, the tan of 4 over 20, which is 1/5, is an angle of approximately 11.3 degrees. That means if the sun is 11.3 degrees off of the top of one's head, so then it can shine sufficiently to get at least part of the sukkah in the shade of the sun, so that the sun will be blocked by the sukkah and not by the wall. When does that happen? Well, Eretz Yisrael stands, according to the Rambam, approximately 29 degrees north of the equator to 34, almost 35 degrees north of the equator. That's as far north as Eretz Yisrael goes. It's a little bit less than 35 degrees. That being the case, the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael is going to have the same thing that you should get sun on the floor of the sukkah that's blocked by the schach. When is that? Well, the closest the sun gets to be overhead in Eretz Yisrael is at the summer solstice, when the sun is 23.5 degrees north of the equator. Now if we take that and subtract the latitude of Eretz Yisrael, which is about 35 degrees, 34 point something up north, so then we have 30, let's call it 35 minus 23.5, leaves us an angle of 11.5 degrees. If the sun is 11.5 degrees away from being directly overhead, which fits in beautifully. At that point, the sun will be blocked partially by the schach that the person, even if that's the person sitting on the ground of a sukkah, 4 amos wide, will be able to sit in the shade of the schach at least once a year, that the schach will provide shade over there. Now the ikar din of schach is that it should provide shade. So it seems over here that the shade doesn't even have to be provided on sukkahs, because on sukkahs the sun is at right above the equator approximately. And this is only going to happen in the middle of the summer. So it seems from here that the din of schach providing shade has nothing to do with sukkahs. It has to provide shade at least sometime during the year, that this schach could protect the person sitting below. That being the case, it's very understandable when the Gemara says, what's the din that the Mishnah says it only applies when the sukkah is 4 amos? Mashma, if the sukkah is more than 4 amos wide, you can have it higher than 20 amos. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Zeira. For if the Mishnah is wider than 4 amos, then you'll be able to get at the same 11.3 degrees, you can even go higher with the walls and still get sun blocked by the schach at one corner of the sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah goes on, and Dr. Zayin of the day discusses the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that he, which is in line with that of Rebbe, that says a sukkah must be 4 amos by 4 amos wide. It's going to be a square of 4 amos by 4 amos. So therefore, if you have a round sukkah, in order to get a square of 4 amos by 4 amos in a round sukkah, the circumference of the circle has got to be 24 amos. A place to fit 24 people. The four people could sit around it, each person taking up an amma, that would be 24 amos, and therefore you'll have inside of that a box that can be 4x4, and that's a big enough sukkah. Now the Gemara asks, it doesn't work out. Simple mathematics. If you take 3 as an estimation of pi, 3 as an approximation, so you divide 24 by 3, you'll have a circumference of 8, a diameter of 8, with the circumference is 24. So Rabbi Yochanan's din seems to be greatly exaggerated, the Gemara says. The Gemara gives an answer and goes back and forth, till finally the Gemara says what we're talking about over here is not that the circumference is 24, but the 24 people sit inside a circumference of 24, and therefore the inner circumference is only 18. 18 instead of 24, because we take off an amma on this side, we subtract one amma over here, one, and one amma on this side for the people sitting there. So our diameter is now down to six amos instead of, because we have a circumference of 18, which gives us a diameter of 6. Based on a third, pi being a third. If you take the more exact measurements of pi, we'll get to that in a minute. At any rate, the Gemara says 6 will give us the right amount, because the diagonal of 6 is going to be more than 5.6, and all we really need is 5.6. Because if you have 5.6, a diagonal of 5.6 is enough for a square of 4x4. A 4x4 square has a diagonal which is equal to the diameter of the circle. So if the diagonal is 6, then the walls will be more than 4 amos. The Gemara says it's more than you need, because all you really need to get this measurement of 4x4, you need 4 amos here and 4 amos here, so that the diagonal has to be 1.4 times 4, which is 5.6. All we need is on this diagonal is 5.6. And if we have 18 people, we have a diagonal of 6. All we really need is 17 less a fifth of an amma, because 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. So to get 16.8, we just need 17 people sitting around in a circle. Not 18 amas. 17 amas would be sufficient. Even less. 16.8. So the Gemara answers over there, lo dak, that Rabbi Yochanan did not give an exact measurement. The measurement's not exact. He overestimated a little bit. And since it's a l'chumra, we don't care that he overestimated. So this seems very strange to me. I understand rounding it to the nearest integer. So say 17. Why say 18? 17 should have been sufficient. With 17 people sitting around, 17 amos, you can still have a square that's 4x4 inside. So why then did he say 18? So it seems to me that if we figure out exactly, it's quite understandable why he said 18 and wasn't exact with his measurements. He went l'chumra, because the number that's given in the Gemara is based on two assumptions, that pi is 3 instead of 3.14, and that the diagonal is 1.4 instead of 1.4142, whatever root 2 is. Now, if you take the exact numbers of each of these, then it will come out much higher. The exact number we'll start with 4. So if you take the exact number 4 times 4 times root 2, equals 5.65 approximately. 4 times root 2. Now if we multiply that by pi, then the exact number comes out to be 17.7. So it's quite understandable now why he rounded it to 18, and the Gemara says, lo dak, it's almost 17.8. It's almost 18. So on that, the Gemara says, lo dak and lo chumra. And then it's quite understandable why he didn't give 17 amos as a number, and he gave a number that came out to 18 amos. There's a very interesting Tosfos here that discusses the way the Rishonim understood mathematics. It's simply brilliant. The proofs that the Tosfos and the Rishonim use. But over here, Tosfos proves several things. One of them, he proves the ratio between a circumference of a circle and the area. The diameter of the circle times pi is the circumference, and then pi r squared is the area of the circle. That Tosfos proves. I didn't write down the proof here. Tosfos has diagrams that are beautiful. He takes a string and winds it around, cuts it in half, folds it out, and so he proves pi r squared that way for the area of the circle. Another thing Tosfos proves is that the estimation of the diagonal of a square is not exact. It's only an approximation, 1.4. And he proves it by taking a grid of 10 by 10 squares. Now, if we have 10 by 10, then the middle of each side would be at the 5s. So he makes another square inside the first square that is exactly half of the larger square. How is it exactly half? Because each corner is split in half. So you can see clearly that this inner square is half of the outer square. Now, based on 1.4, using 1.4 as the diagonal, so since this is 5, so 5 times 1.4 will be the length of this. 5 times 1.4 is 7. Now, 7 times 7 would give me the inner square equaling 49. Now we know the inner square is half of the outer square. The outer square is a total of 100. The inner square has to be a minimum of 50. So therefore Tosfos proves that 1.4 is merely an approximation, and not exact, it's slightly higher than 1.4. We know it to be off approximately 1%, slightly more. It's 1.414, and it continues. It's just slightly more than 1% off, which is much less off, much less inaccurate than the approximation that the Gemara gives for pi, which is close to 4.5% off. Okay, another thing that Tosfos proves is the ratios between the circle and the square. This is actually mentioned in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, it's mentioned in the Gemara. According to Rashi, it might not be mentioned in the Gemara. What's mentioned in the Gemara, according to Rashi, is the ratio between the circumferences of a square and a circle. Now, why does Rashi learn it that way, and why does Tosfos argue? Rashi learns it that way based on the Mishnah in Ohelos. When the Mishnah in Ohelos uses these words that the Rivuah is more than the eagle, that the square is more than the circle by one quarter, it's referring to the circumference over there, clearly, in that Mishnah in the 12th parak that we just said before. That's why it seems to me that's why Rashi assumed that in the Sugya here. However, Tosfos learns that it's talking about the area. The area of the circle is going to be 3/4 of the area of the square. Now, how is that provable? It's very simple. We'll assume that this circle has a radius of 1. That means from the O in the middle to any side of the circle is 1. Now, if the radius is 1, then that means the entire area of the circle is going to be 3 based on the approximation of pi. So if the area of the circle is 3, then we see clearly it's 3/4 of the square, because the square is 4 squares of 1 by 1. See, the radius is 1, so it's 4 squares of 1 by 1. So the area of the square is 4, and the area of the circle is pi over 4, which is 3/4 in the approximation of Chazal. Now the inner square is going to be 2/3 of the outer square. That's what the Rishonim said, the Gemara. That's the way Tosfos learned the end of the Gemara, the Diana de Kesari. Igulad nothing, Mikol Rivira, Ribur Rivira. A circle that's inside a square is a quarter less than the square. However, a ribua, the napik mikoigula, a square which is inside a circle, the Gemara says, palga, it's half. So, the question is, what is it half of? It's clearly more than half of the circle. So, some Rishonim learn it, what it means is, it's if you take half of this end result and add it onto this square, it will give you this area of the circle, which means 50% of the end result, half of the end result, not half of the circle, but half of the square is the difference between the circle and the square. However, it's a little bit misleading the Gemara, because it would seem that we're talking about the same ratio, just like we said, the circle is a quarter less than the square, then the square should be half of the circle. So therefore, Tosfos learns that we're talking both of them are of the big square. The circle is 3/4 of the big square that's around it, and then from inside that circle, the square inside it is half of the outer square. And that's exactly half, and it works out very well. Now, this is also how to understand, Rashi learns that this Dayan and the Kesari are also explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan over here. That Rabbi Yochanan said 24 people. So the way simplest way to learn it is 24 people are sitting in the circle, then the square is big enough to be 4x4. Now, that works out very well with the ratios of 24. You don't have to go that two circles, one inside the other, because we said that the circle is 50% larger than the square. So if the square is 4x4, then you have 16 square almost inside of it. 50% of that is 24. So in area, the circle needed to encompass a square 4x4 is 24. That's the easiest way of answering Rabbi Yochanan. And it fits in very well. However, there's one line in the Gemara that the Gemara ends off with that doesn't work out so well according to Tosfos. The Gemara says, Veloi, it's not true. It's not true, because you see it's not that much. So, what does it mean it's not that much? Tosfos doesn't explain this line at all. I'm not sure if you have the Girsa. And in truth, if you go with pi, which is the exact measurement, not only is the square, is the circle 50% more than the square, it's slightly more than 50% more, because it's, as we explained before, the area of the circle inside the outer square is pi over 4. The area of the circle inside the square is pi over 4. Now the square inside is half of that, so the ratio of the circle to the inner square is pi over 2. Pi over 2 is more than a 50% difference. So it could be that last line of the Gemara, Velohi, Dahakazim Delohi Kulahai, is not going on the last words of the Gemara, but the first statement Dayan the Kesari said. That they said, Iguru the Nakni Gorabiya is Rabia. That the circle inside a square, the square is going to be a quarter more than the circle. And on that, the Gemara may be saying, Velohi, it's not quite a quarter more, because the circle is slightly more than 3. 3 is only an approximation, but for pi, if you use the exact number of pi, then the circle is more than 3, and therefore the square outside of it is not quite a quarter more. That's one shot you could say in this last line of the Gemara, according to Tosfos. Rashi learns that it's talking about circumference, and it's a totally different thing, so I'm not going to go into Rashi. Okay. Thank you very much.